Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second, the first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting third, the shortstop, Al Dark. Batting fourth, the catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Clint Hartung. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Jack Lark. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Sal Mali. Pitching for the New York Giants, Sal Mali. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting second, the third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting third, the right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting seventh, the catcher, Rube Walker. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jack Cusick. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. And now, play ball. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive towards third. Lark catches it and throws to first to double up Terwilliger. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baumholtz moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Lark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fondi. The throw from Westrum and he is safe. Fondi steals second. Artie Wilson now playing shortstop. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Westrum for a passed ball. Fondi moves to third. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark takes first base on ball 4. Sal Mali is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mali bunts towards third. Jackson juggles the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Lark moves to second. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanky strikes out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Artie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Minner covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Irvin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartung strikes out. One out. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lark takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Sal Mali is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mali is 0 for 0 in the game. Mali bunts towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to third. Lark moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Molly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fondi moves to second. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Artie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Westrum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Irvin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick strikes out. One out. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor is 0-for-1 in the game. Minor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark fields it and throws to first for the out. Minner moves to second. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartung hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Lark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sal Molly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molly is 0-for-0 in the game. Molly hits a line drive into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Molly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baumholtz for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fondi hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanky hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Minner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockman for the out. Two outs. Artie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. Cusick strikes out. Two outs. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minner hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Terwilliger reaches second base with a double. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Hartung settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Terwilliger moves to third. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Terwilliger scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Giants. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Hal Jeffcoat pinch runs for Hank Sauer. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat now playing left field. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung is 0-for-3 in the game. Hartung strikes out. One out. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Lark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sal Mali is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mali is 0-for-1 in the game. Mali strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-4 in the game. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Lark moves to second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-4 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cusick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack McGuire now playing right field. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky misplays the ball. That's an error on Stanky. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker bunts towards the mound. Mali fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Jack Cusick. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Paul Minner. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to second. Bob Ramazzotti pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into right field. McGuire settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.